This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me know, you know, if there's something in particular, a topic, whatever, that you want to hear, I'm all over it. Just let me know about it. I mean, most of the time I'll look it up, but it'd be nice if you would send me something to work with. That's always cool, too. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. But head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, and you can give me your email address. Every, you know, I always say this. There is nothing new here. I always say this. The bottom line with this, look, if you head up to the website, you can give your email address. We send out one email a week. Really not that hard. Not a whole bunch to think about. And, oh, good for that. And if you don't want to be notified by email, then we can do it by text. Simply text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And you know what? You'll get a notification when you decide you don't want them anymore. That's cool, too. Not a problem. All right. Let's get at it. Sandy Gibbs is going to join me after the first break. And, you know, I'm sure he's wound up. He just came off of his show. Because I had to get to that, how to see it, how to see it, watch it, hear it, whatever. And let me see. On our regular page, we have, if you're having to listen through your phone, and I don't mean having like it's such a bad thing, but if you're listening through your phone, you can hop up on the website. Because we have a live chat room there. We're working on the app. The app had had its own issues. And so now we're having it fixed, and you'll be able to listen on your phone. You'll be able to converse on your phone, use the live chat room, be a whole bunch of stuff. Go back and get old shows. You'll be able to actually call the show from directly from the app, which I know will make life a little easy on you. All right. California. The state that just keeps on taking. Right? They're now wanting to tax your soda, tires, guns, water, pain pills, and more. It just never stops with these people. Right? Car batteries, lawyers. I'm looking at the list here. It's just amazing. Not like we don't have enough to worry about. Not like we don't have enough, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not like we don't have enough taxes to pay. Not like they're not nailing us on gas and other things out like crazy. To plagiarize T.S. Eliot, April is the cruelest month. But not for reasons the poet wrote. No, because the California legislature just runs crazy in April. By April 10th, Californians must pay their local property taxes. 5 days later, the deadline for filing state and federal income tax returns. Now, also, the state and the feds want any initial pre-tax payment that's required on current earnings. So tax collectors get three swings at us this month. I only got two pockets. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a perfect storm for millions of Californians because of the federal tax overhaul enacted in 2017 by Republican Congress and President Trump. For the first time, deductions for state and local taxes on federal returns are limited to $10,000. That's much less than Californians have been deducting in the high-tax state. Right now, and you know, remember Nancy Pelosi was screaming that the new taxes would hurt, you know, the lower rung on the social economic rung. Right? Well, I would think if you have property taxes for more than $10,000 in this state, you've got properties that are worth like $1 billion. Now, making the bite even sharper for salaried employees who received a W-2, non-reimbursed job expenses are no longer deductible on federal returns. All right, that hits teachers particularly hard because they often buy their own classroom supplies and they've been deducting those costs for years. And everybody wants to blame that on Trump and the Republicans. Right? And again, the tax system needs to be overhauled, period. This is nothing new. So as the California legislators, including Governor Newsom, complains about Trump, complains about what he's doing to California, what are they doing to California? Tax seems to be the word of the day. You know the old shows where they say the secret word? Well, there is no secret word. Tax is right up there, out in front. They don't really care. Right? And it's a drip thing. Drip and drip and drip and nickel here and dime there. Not a big deal. It's only. Whenever you hear them talk about this, and some people have stopped using the word tax, now they use resources. Because we're too dumb to figure out that when they talk about the state needing more resources, it's not talking about more concrete. No, it's talking about more money. One of the more controversial annoying taxes currently being proposed is a state levy on sugary soft drinks. Just amazing. I mean, they're out there looking. A bill that would authorize San Francisco to turn its crooked Lombard Street, a tourist attraction after so many movie appearances, into a toll road. Maybe even requiring reservations to drive down the road. You think you have traffic jams now on the weekends. Can you imagine what it's going to be like after the government gets involved with tolls and appointments? There's a whole bunch of taxing ideas in Sacramento. If you're looking at tires, firearms, water, prescription painkillers, lawyers, car batteries, corporations based on... They're going to tax corporations based on what they pay the CEOs. I'm going to finish this up when Xander Gibb joins us. This is too good to let go. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Man, it's been one of those days. Being part of the conversation and really getting engaged, getting involved. But somebody sent me emails after the show. You know what? If you're not nasty with me, if you just send me and you have an honest question, an honest comment or whatever, I don't get nasty with you. I never have. Except when you get belligerent with me in an email. Then I will use your name. No problem doing it whatsoever. Speaking of the proper person, the proper name, the proper everything, Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate my time with him. Hope you do too. Xander, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
No, well, I have no problem. You think you paid too? No choice. You paid 2 months in advance, didn't you? for being on the show?
No, I think you paid five months in advance because I'm so in demand. You see, you got to book me up early.
Oh, that is a clean thing, people. Don't get all crazy about stuff like that. Anyhow, hey, you're across the pond. A lot of people don't know that at first, but I love the fact that you're over there. And there's a lot of memes coming over on what's our honey's name? Theresa May or May Not or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she is in a world of hurt right now. She's in a lot of trouble, isn't she?
Yeah, she definitely is. She basically asked for another extension to Article 50, which is the document that required to leave the EU. And that the hilarious thing about this is she's asked for an extension to October 31st. Which is obviously Halloween, which is most appropriate because this has been a freak show from beginning to end.
It'll be a real trick or treat,
like,
wouldn't it?
Ending. What?
It'd be a real trick or treat, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I'm hoping to resign because, you know, the thing is that I'm very limited in the UK. We have the Labour Party, which is the equivalent of the Democrats, and we have the Conservatives, which really would be the Republicans if they were even halfway conservative. I mean, they're not conservative by Margaret Thatcher's standards, but you know, Theresa May ain't no Margaret Thatcher. She's inept at her job, and I find it very difficult living in a country as a conservative where I can't support the Conservative Party fully, and that's sad for me. You know, look how I fought for my conservatism, Joe.
You definitely conservative. Did. But how does she stay in, though? This is the question people ask. This is, you know, because I know we've heard in the past, you know, votes of no confidence, the ways you can move them on, and that kind of thing. But that doesn't hold true, does it?
No, it doesn't. Because what happens is she kind of she goes all kind of childish and says, please don't institute no confidence vote. You know, I know where you all live and I know your secrets. Kind of thing, which really bothers me because the thing is that if this were a liberal prime minister, it would be like, you know, off with their head kind of thing. So we need to be the same. I mean, thank God that Donald Trump is good at his job, because if he behaved like Theresa May, we would be calling for him to resign or for him to be, you know, impeached
or something. Yes,
he had two scoops of ice cream, impeach him. You know, it's kind of like that. But I wish he was sorting out Brexit, because I think that he would really get this sorted quickly. And he wouldn't have waited 2 years to do it, because we know that our Donald is good at his job.
And he doesn't have any patience for this kind of stuff. And that's the thing with her, too. Again, the more I see the memes, I see what she's saying, I hear the short speeches, I'm going, my God. She's not making anything happen. And if you push this out to October, you said, like you said, to what end? What is she fighting for? What does she think she can move?
Well, anything that doesn't resemble sovereignty being restored to the UK, and that's the sad thing for me. She has a conflict of interest, because apparently her husband has businesses the benefit from the UK being in Europe. And, you know, I would have been all for a renegotiation if it meant that the UK got a better deal than they're getting now, because they're getting a terrible, terrible deal of things right now. It's all in Europe's favor. And so if they're not prepared to sit down and renegotiate and be fair about this, then the best thing to do is to leave with no deal and for them to kind of beg us for deals and situations, because we shouldn't pay. You know, they want the UK to pay a divorce settlement, which to me is hilarious, because they've already had enough money from the UK to last them a lifetime.
Who gets the kids? That's what I want to know, right? Who gets the kids? Who gets to pay all that, you know, back child? I mean, seriously, this is craziness. You know what? Just leave.
Macron. Yeah. Macron gets the kids, you know. Even his attitude, you know, he's more interested in retaining fishing rights. And the thing is, you know, my family that are here in the UK, they've depended on the fishing industry for the past 100 years. And the fishing industry is dead now in the water, no pun intended, because of the fact that European fishing vessels can fish whenever they please, but there are limitations on when the British fishermen can fish and where and how much they can catch. You know, it's totally killed the industry. It needs to be deregulated. We need to, the UK needs to find its own way and find its own feet again, because it hasn't had that for the last 40 years under with the EU's knife at the UK's throat, basically.
No, I again, the little bits and pieces, because when you're not there, I don't believe you're getting all the real information, okay? So no. I'm not there. I'm seeing bits and pieces of what's coming through. It's obvious they're trying to cover for her to a degree. I would love to ask somebody, or maybe you know the answer to this question. I would love to ask somebody, what would be the big whoop with just leaving? Just leave and you know, work it out as you go.
Well, the level of, yeah, exactly. That would be, seem to be the logical answer to me. But in fairness, there's been all this scaremongering. I mean, you know, even last week there was like, you won't even be able to have fish and chips, you know, which is like a British delicacy. There's an ocean full of food, fish in the North Sea. We'll just go and get it when we want it, you know, not 100 meters from, you know, from the coastline. So it's the scaremongering. And I think that the reason they're afraid is because if the UK leaves the EU, what that means is other countries will jump ship too. And quite rightly so, because the benefit in all of this has only ever been for the EU. There's not been a clear benefit to the UK, sadly.
And it's too bad. And people need to know all of that. They really do. They really need to understand what's going on. Hey, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Since the radical left refuses to help him fight illegal immigration, President Donald Trump says he is still indeed considering releasing detained illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities in places such as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home district of San Francisco.
California, the governor wants to have a lot of people coming in
refugees coming in, a lot of sanctuary cities, so we'll give them to the sanctuary cities maybe to take care of if that's the way they want it, because we can only hold them under the current law for 20 days.
Pelosi calls the president's idea despicable. The Treasury Department is slapping new sanctions on companies that do business with Venezuela. In a speech in Chile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed to the trade penalties as part of the Trump administration's effort to isolate the government of Nicolas Maduro.
The Treasury Department designated four additional companies, along with nine more ships that operate in the Venezuelan oil sector, including some that transport oil to Cuba.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. I am. I don't know about you guys. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Remember, if you want to be notified by text, you need to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Let me just bring him on. I always enjoy when he's on with me. Zaire Taghib joins us, as he does every week. Helps us to kick off the weekend and bring some reality to some of this craziness. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me, brother.
Always a pleasure. You know, when you finally do make it to California, back to the States, we'll have to get you some real pizza. I was looking at that earlier today, thinking, oh, you know what?
Stop. I can eat some time. Right now.
I know. and like me, have heartburn for quite some time. All right. The there is so much news. There's so many things going on. I'll tell you what I was talking about earlier. California. Now, New York is taxing people to death over there. It's not working. People are moving out. So California has decided to kind of follow suit. They've got more taxes. You know, they've got more things going on when it comes to taxes. Now they're looking at taxing water. Here, let me go to the list, which I thought was just before we went to break and you came on. It was just wonderful. It's never ending on what they want to do here. They want to tax sugary sodas, which I think is all of them, tires, guns, water, pain pills, lawyers, car batteries. I mean, we could go on and on and on. I mean, let me see. Painkillers, lawyers, car batteries. Corporation based on their CEO pay. Estates worth more than $3.5 million. Oil and gas extraction. And the list goes on. And here's the thing about the estates. Now, you know in New York, right, depending on where you live or what have you, in California, it's easy to live in a $1 million home now. Even if you bought that house years ago at, I don't know, $100,000. It's crazy the way the real estate increases in value here.
It's absolutely frightening. I mean, even there was a point when I was actually looking to buy, a small apartment in Manhattan, but you're looking at $500,000 for a studio now.
Wow.
I mean, probably more because it's like 7-8 years since I was looking to do that, but you know, $500,000 for a studio, whereas it $500,000 in Connecticut would have got me a 4-bedroom house. So it's relative, isn't it? Really, you know.
It is, but it's for me. It's kind of like, are you trying to bring people in, or are you trying to drive them out? If you would just curb your spending, you wouldn't have to tax water. You know?
Isn't that very sci-fi to be taxing water? do you know what I mean? Aren't there lots of sci-fi themed episodes of TV shows and movies where they're taxing the water and, you know, what next? An air tax, you know?
That's right. Wait, hey. Your gauge says that you inhaled X amount of oxygen today. That's going to cost you $23.12. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy in the direction these people are going in.
And, well, they would have to give politicians a discount, obviously, because they're so vacuous that they suck up, you know, especially these on the left. I mean, imagine, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, imagine her bill, you know, sucking up the oxygen in the room.
You know, I don't even know what you do with her. I mean, look at all that she's done this week in the way of protecting. I'm irritated here because they're always beating on us for hate speech. They want to get. What has Omar been doing? Some people did something in New York who somehow caused some people to die.
Yeah.
Is she for real?
Yeah. That to me is disgusting because that is so disrespectful to the 3,000 people who died and the 6,000 plus people that were injured and continue to be affected by 9/11. I have to say this, and I'm sorry. I said this on my show tonight. It's disgusting that 15 years ago they were attacking us, and now we're filling our halls of Congress with them. What is going on? Is this still America?
And I'll tell you what bothers me about this. I think you and I have had this conversation. I said, look, we're not saying there are Christians, there are Catholics, there are Jews, there are Muslims that can't find their holy book to save their butts. Okay?
Right.
Right? I mean, I know guys that think they're good, solid Catholics because they go to church twice a year. I know Christians that think they're good, solid Christians because they go to church, you know, what is it, Christmas and Easter or something like that, right? You know what I'm talking about. So
I do.
All right. So I get that part of it. But when you have people, especially if you want to call out how sensitive they should be, when you've got somebody who claims to be a Muslim or of the Muslim faith and will not call out those 9/11 attacks, you don't say things like, some people did something, right? Call it out like we do when we have issues in our religion. You know, we had a bunch of idiots in my religion who decided that they were on a jihad to kill 3,000 Americans, and it was wrong. If she had said that, you could stand behind her, couldn't you? You could support that comment.
You absolutely could, but she couldn't even decry what was going on in Brunei. She said that was nothing to do with her. She shouldn't comment on that. So you know, that would be like me saying, okay, well, as an openly gay man, I cannot denounce what happened in New Zealand because some Muslims throw gay people off roofs. I'm not saying that before you write in, but I'm saying that would be akin to that.
Right. Oh, right. No. And she couldn't denounce anti-Semitism. She couldn't call out what it was. She wouldn't even say when she was asked that she was anti-Semitic.
Yeah, and I think this ideology, what's her name? Pill Poppy. What's her name?
Pill Poppy. AOC,
yeah.
Omar. No. Which one?
No. Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
She really doesn't know what she's saying. It's her language. The woman has lived here since she was a child. If she's not learned the language yet, why is she a representative? The thing is that I would say one of the key skills you need if you're a member of Congress, if you're a representative, is that you can communicate, because otherwise it's open to lots of different problems. Because if you can't communicate properly, you should not be speaking for your constituents.
Amen. No, I agree. Look at, you can't keep making, you're right. You can't keep making excuses that she doesn't understand the gravity of her comments, that she shouldn't be there. Because they're really quick to nail other people on the other side of the aisle over this stuff, but for her, it's okay. It's really
right.
Look at, with she also, Cortez really stuck her foot so far down her throat she could have tickled her belly button. She was feuding with freshman colleague Representative Dan Crenshaw out of Texas, you know, the guy with the patch over his eye?
Yeah.
Right? Crenshaw reacted to the comments made by Representative Omar, who had been criticizing for characterizing the 9/11 terrorist attack as some people did something. He came out and said, first member of Congress to ever describe terrorists who killed thousands of Americans on 9/11 as some people who did something. All right? AOC says, you refuse to co-sponsor the 9/11 victims' compensation fund, yet have the audacity to drum resentment towards Ehan, or whatever her name is, with completely out-of-context quotes. The problem is, I can play the quote for you people. He's right on with it. She should know. You never refer to people who died on 9/11. That would be like saying, hey, you know, some people did something at Pearl Harbor back then, and, you know, it wasn't good.
Yeah, I wonder what her husband brother thinks about it, you know, Omar. I coined that phrase this week, her husband brother. Because, you know, how can you even stand for office if you've married your brother to get them a visa? I thought, you know, I mean, I know Ocasio-Cortez thinks she's Southern now, you know, speaking at that meeting with a little bit of a Southern twang. I mean, how offensive was that?
Yeah, and not called out. And actually, the media covered for her. And that's the other thing, too. You know, look at what the media's doing to cover for these people. There's some kind of weird love fest going on with the media and the left. And, you know, now the thing is, if you're on the left and you're a female and you're a Muslim, my God, they're bowing down to you on the left, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. She's not even from the South Bronx. Never mind the deep South, you know? I kind of find it offensive. But if I went to speak to a group of Muslims and was doing an Indian voice or a Pakistani voice, I would be racist for doing that.
Oh, they would, you know? they would nail you to the proverbial cross. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're cold and insensitive and making fun of them. Just
yeah.
Nuts. All right, so we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I, you know, there is so many stories tonight that we can hit on. We'll see what's coming up next. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. You're listening to The Real Side.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
How could you not love that? I love that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him in. I got a lot to talk to him about. We are far from over with him. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time he spends with me. Xander, thanks for being with me, and tell people where to find you.
XanderGibb.com.
And not at the restaurant. Online.
No. Just XanderGibb.com.
Yes. Okay.
It's all there.
And bring pizza. You know, you got me on the pizza kick now. I can't get past this. Anyway.
Stop.
So
I treated myself earlier to a pack of quinoa and millet salad. So,
what?
You know, I'm fine.
Isn't quinoa is like foo-foo food, right?
It's nice.
Okay.
I got to be healthy, Joe. I got to be good, you know.
All right, whatever you say. I mean, I'm going to let you slide on that one because I like you and I know you are trying to take care of yourself. Otherwise,
kick in, Tony.
I'd have some choice for it. I mean, you don't eat kale, do you?
No, definitely not.
Okay, you can stay. That's all right. All right, so a couple of things we want to hit on real quick because I know we've only got about 10 minutes. And Again, AOC, Omar, the rest of them, I'm just having a field day with this. I think this is going to kill these people in 2020. I think that the candidates running for president, they are so far left. They're not left-leaning. They're not even kind of moderate-leaning a little left. There's nothing there for conservative or a moderate conservative or a moderate Republican or a moderate Democrat to think about voting. I mean, these guys are full-blown socialists, aren't they?
They absolutely are, and you know, I would call on any Democrat that happens to be either Jewish or gay. They're not representing you anymore, so you know, get yourself over to the conservatives, because I think that how can you continue to support a party that supports those that want to bring your downfall?
I don't know. I have the same question about Christians who are in the Dem Party. And I say, how do you belong to a group, a party, a club? Let's make it a club. How do you belong to a club as a Christian that has no problem with killing babies after they're born? How does that work?
I have no idea. I have no answer for that. But the concern for me is, are you really a Christian? Are you really reading your Bible? If you can still, support this ideology when the Bible teaches us that killing babies is wrong.
Yeah.
Killing anyone is wrong.
They won't answer. They can't answer. I mean, yeah. I've got a clip up on our Facebook page that actually has the students, I don't know if you saw this, the students out of Boston who were confronted with a question that why should we provide health services for somebody who's come over the border illegally, they give birth to their baby there in the desert, the baby needs medical care, we're supposed to take that baby to a hospital, take care of it, make sure it lives, make sure we get it everything it needs, but then when it comes to that baby that has survived an abortion attempt, they're laying on the table, we are to make it comfortable and let it die. What the response of the students were is the baby that survived the abortion wasn't really a baby because the mom said it wasn't a baby and it should never have existed to begin with.
Please.
But Xander, where have we come as a society where that's even a conversation they're willing to have in public and justify?
Well, I don't think we've moved. They haven't moved on at all, clearly. Because what does that tell you? If you've tried to abort a baby and it survived, it to me, that means that baby is meant to be, regardless of what they are trying to do. And in fact, I would want that child taken away from that mother. She's already tried to kill it once. Who's to say she's not going to do it again?
Yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine, another Christian friend of mine, and I said, look, here's the deal. The Bible says that God has a plan for your life. A plan for your life before you made it into your mom's womb. All right? So if God already has value in you, he already has a plan for you, what right do you have to stop God's plan? And the person looked at me like I had nine heads. I said, come on, think about that. You're telling God his plan isn't worth keeping around. Unless you don't believe the Bible.
I think that somewhere God sits in a corner and weeps at his creation and what it has become, because I despair at it sometimes. Really,
yep.
I do.
Yep.
Because ultimately, we all have to, whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we put out there in this world, we are all answerable before God. And if we cannot come before God and kind of, show what we've done and be proud of it, then that's a worry.
Yeah. Listen, I don't even think people, some of the conversations I'm having with people, especially quote-unquote Christian people, I don't think they even know what a Bible is. I don't think they even know that the Bible says certain things about life and what have you. They do absolutely, forget the studying part, they do absolutely no reading, which always freaks me. All right. Let's move on to the Trump trans ban, but you and I were talking about this during the break, and I was looking up some of the stories. What I really think is funny is that the way it's being pushed by the left is that it's a total ban on transgenders in the military, and that's not true.
But it's
is
not.
It?
No, yeah, it's not. It's not. Well, just from my research, that It's not a very significant amount of people. I don't know what the percentage is, but if, you know, it is a very small group of people that are trans in the military, and those that are already there and are functioning, apparently they're not going to be affected. But what I think they're looking to do is what is happening is some people are actually becoming members of the military, and you get your health care from the military when you're in the military. So if you decide to transition, then the military is paying for that, as far as I'm aware. And I would have a concern with that. I don't think my tax dollars should pay for you to have a transition. I really don't. If you want to do it, you pay for it yourself.
See,
is that unfair?
No. I'm with you, because the part of the story reads, or part of the truth, is that Jim Mattis, remember him, he issued a plan to bar them from the military those who identify with a gender different from their birth gender and are seeking to transition after they get in the military. So you hit it on the head.
Yeah.
All right? And that's what you don't hear.
No. But what's being, but just for a change, what's being put over by the left is they take a little bit of fact and then they grow it in a petri dish and turn it into something totally different. I am actually sick to death, Joe, of Donald Trump and Mike Pence being portrayed as anti-gay, anti-trans, and all of these things, because I actually don't think it's true. And as an openly gay man, I could not support a president that was anti-gay. I really couldn't. I mean, I mean, let's face it, you know, look what he's trying to do to stop gay people being treated badly, you know, all across the world. I prefer this level of approach that President Trump is doing, rather than what Obama was doing. And you know, he was kind of politicized, you know, he politicized gay marriage. He turned that into a political issue when mm-hmm. it didn't need to be. President Trump is not politicizing gay people. President Trump wants equality for everybody. But what the liberals want is they want equity. And there's a huge difference between equity and equality.
Well, the Supreme Court said basically there were – this amounted to your point earlier, this amounts to about 6,000 individuals in the military, okay? And if you think about the size of the military, that, to your point again, that's a very small number. And they are willing to look at these individuals and go down the list. But again, one of their arguments is that President Trump is taking advice from LGBTQ haters like Vice President Mike Pence. So, you know, they're turning it into, if they would just deal with it on the pure merit and issues of the case, that would be easier to deal with. But now they have to go down all these little rabbit holes, which make it really bad, don't you think?
Absolutely. And one of the things that they've said about Mike Pence is that, you know, he's anti-gay because he disagrees with same-sex marriage. Well, I disagree with same-sex marriage, and I am gay. Does that make me anti-gay too? So we have to break down the BS of the left, because if we don't do that, we allow people to have their reputations tarnished over untruths, and I don't think that that's fair. Because, you know, as I said, I would not support either of them if I felt that this is how they were.
Well, I appreciate the truth you tell on your show. Again, we're running out of time. Tell people, where do they find your show? Where can they find, I don't know if you have podcasts up. Tell people how to find you.
ZanderGibbs.com. Everything is there. Friday, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And every Friday night, I'm on The Real Side, which is this show that I am on
this
right now.
Over here. That's him, right? And I always appreciate your time, Xander. I really do. I had Corey on yesterday, you on tonight. Some night we're going to talk about the token gay guy I have and the token black guy and the token, you know, I mean, just like...
I'm not anybody's token anything.
No, with the check clears, you're really not token at that point.
No. No, of course.
Anyway, enjoy your weekend, bud.
Sure.
I really appreciate
you.
You
too. Thank you.
Yeah. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. A lot more coming up next hour. Teacher tells a student can't use Trump as a reference in their hero project. That should infuriate you. We'll be back in a bit.